My dearly beloved in Christ, before I begin my eulogy, I would like to extend my sincere condolences to the Winchesky family, relatives, and friends. Perhaps for some of us, it was a surprising news, but for some of us, it is not. But one thing for sure that it's not surprising is that death is a reality. And this should help us realize that death could come at any moment to all of us. It could come sooner or it could come later. Now, in the case of Ed, he had a long life. He was 87 when he passed away, and for sure, for us, it seems it is a long life. But the book of the Meditation of Christ says, it reminds me that it doesn't matter how long you live, but how well you live. And certainly Ed lived a good life, meaning he put God first in his life. And that reminds me the very first time I met Ed and his wife Leona, they came to Mass every time, even if it was a private Mass. As long as you gave Ed enough time or enough notice, they came to Mass. And he would be there at Mass because he understood well how important it is to have God in our daily life. Now, there are many things we can say about Ed. He enjoyed fishing and hunting, woodworking, helping out the church. In fact, I helped him a couple times to set up the nativity scene, the outdoor nativity scene, which is again this year. I would remind him again of that, helping him. Also, he spent his time with his family. Another thing that he enjoyed doing was gardening. Now, gardening is not for everyone. It is because it takes time, it takes effort, and you have to constantly be on top of the weeds. But Ed enjoyed doing it because no doubt he applied it to how to serve God. He knew it takes effort. He knew it takes time. You have to constantly be on top of your prayer life. But Ed enjoyed it because he knew that God made us to know God, to love God, and to serve God. And Ed served God with a joyful heart, so much so that it influenced those around him. And that's the reason why I know there are no words can take away the pain and loss, especially for Ed's loved ones. But it should be a comfort to us that he was ardent in living his Catholic faith, because he did not die unprovided, but a well-provided death, because I gave him the last rites. Also, he kept up his prayer life whenever he could do it physically. In fact, his last words were the first part of the Hail Mary, and how fitting that his funeral is, we might say, Our Lady's week, because we had a feast of our Immaculate Conception 2 days ago, and then we had the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe coming up, so we can see how Our Lady give a favor to those who love her. And Ed loved Our Lady, especially praying the rosary. So I have confidence that he was in a good disposition. But we must be very careful in our true charity not to forget to pray for the departed soul of Edward Chesky, because we might say, we might tend to say, well, he lived a good life, but we don't know in the eyes of God, in God's justice, he might have faults and failings yet to atone for. So let us not fail to pray for his soul. So this event should remind us how important is the thought of death. Why? Because it is in that moment your eternity will be decided, either heaven or hell. But how sad that it is a reality that less thought of as a reality. And because we get distracted with so many things we are concerned about, so many things that need to be done. And yet, when you think about that, all the rest is nothing compared with the more important task of preparing for that moment, our own death, because on it would depend our life in eternity. And we know that eternity is not for a long time. It is forever. And that the death of Ed should be a grace for us, for all of us, to look at everything what we are doing and say to ourselves, how important really is it? And what is the most important thing in my life? All the errands we do, all the jobs and chores we do, they are all important, but compared to death and eternity, they are far less important than working out the salvation of our immortal soul. And Ed understood that well. In fact, he embraced that because he knew that he will have life in eternity. So let us then take a lesson from Ed Winchesky, who passed away, and ask ourselves, am I ready today? If I know that today is my last day, how would I spend that day? Let us reflect on that often, because the more we reflect, the more we think of that, the more we would live better. But above all, we will be well prepared when that time does come. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.